This is the conversation I've been wanting to have all day, friends. I'm going to be honest with you. The Integrity Commissioner, Toronto Council's Integrity Commissioner, has found that Councillor Josh Matlow broke Council's code of conduct when he tweeted two tweets about concerns around whether public bathrooms are open in our parks. And this was during the summer of 2022. He also said that he didn't appreciate being lied to because that's what he believed was happening. And now the Integrity Commissioner, in his 51-page report, is recommending Council dock Josh Matlow's pay by 10 days. That's a two-week pay suspension, really. Councillor Josh Matlow, his team has issued a statement. He is a mayoral candidate. He's hoping for your vote on June 26th in the by-election when Toronto finds its next mayor. And Councillor Josh Matlow, representing Ward 12, Toronto St. Paul's, joins us live on the line. Hello.
Hi, Rashmi.
How's your day been?
It's been interesting.
Did you know this was coming?
Yeah, I was aware that it was coming, and because I had an opportunity to respond to the Integrity Commissioner before it was published today. However, you know, it's about two tweets, and so if I may, I'd love to sort of just take you through what the context was.
Please.
And why I posted them.
Absolutely.
So you may remember last spring, their park bathrooms were not only closed, but many of them were broken. Some of them were closed and there were no signs suggesting they were broken, but there was a lot of upset in the community about why they weren't accessible to people. And so I brought a motion forward to council, which I was hoping that would go to committee, so that I could not only issue, but also advocate to raise standards not only for the existing park bathrooms, but I'd like to see them open all season. And so what has been revealed by the Integrity Commissioner, ironically, because he's also, you know, damning me, is that, in fact, the mayor's office colluded with staff and gave them political direction to put out information that would make the situation look better for them, proactively, to quash my opportunity to get this item to committee. It's a long story, so I'm trying to truncate it for radio today. But the point is that I saw in front of me not only an effort to quash my ability to raise standards in our parks for people, but when park staff kind of proactively went out there at the behest of the mayor's office and said that all the parks bathrooms were open, I had evidence in front of me that was not the case. And I stated that, and I not only called it out because I believed it in good faith, but also I was trying to avoid which you know eventually happened, which was that the mayor's office, along with their allies, preempted my opportunity to actually fight to get them open and to raise standards.
Can I pause you there? Is that common behavior between opposing sides in council?
It's common behavior by the mayor's office and certainly those, like some of his allies at times, to direct staff politically. And the problem is, and this is where I get in trouble with the Integrity Commissioner, we're not supposed to say that out loud. The vast majority of city staff are exemplary. They're wonderful. I like them personally. I respect them professionally. However, it is just, it's not reasonable. I think it's actually naive to assume that every member of the senior staff will always tell the truth, will always do everything right, and their advice isn't either sort of influenced or even directed in this case by the mayor's office or other politicians who have a vested interest in the outcome. That does happen. It happens too often. And actually, I want to work toward changing that. I believe staff should always be objective, independent, and in fact be encouraged to do so. And there should be a firewall, frankly, between the politics and the objective factual advice that should inform our decisions when it comes to public policy.
And I think taxpayers believe that. I think that's what we assume is happening. So this is an eye-opener, right? You're implying that this is political pressure.
Yeah, we shouldn't assume that happens. We should demand it happens. Mm. But frankly, we really shouldn't assume it happens because it doesn't all the time. The other matter was the matter of Tracy Cook. Tracy Cook was appointed by council to be the interim city manager. And I was the only member of council to vote against her appointment. The reason I did, and so not only I explained this publicly because residents, were interested in why I was the sole vote against that appointment, and I simply explained it. And what I explained was that in good conscience, I could not support that appointment. In fact, I believed that she was the wrong person for the job. Tracy Cook was responsible for the approach to the encampment clearings that was violent and inhumane. Journalists were arrested. People literally were attacked, and it was ineffective. The people in the parks did not go to these so-called safe indoor spaces, which they said were not safe, but they end up in other parks and under bridges and ravines and laneways. It did nothing to address homelessness. It was violent, ineffective, and wrong. The other thing that Ms. Cook did was that she knowingly withheld information from a meeting where we debated the future of SmartTrack, a very expensive infrastructure project. At the end of the day, I want staff to provide honest evidence, real advice to council. And when they don't do that, I think it's important to challenge that.
Okay, I hear you, Councillor. We got 3 minutes left. You just reiterated those two tweets that led to a 51-page report by the Integrity Commissioner. I guess you do not regret what you posted on Twitter then.
Well, I'm describing exactly what I wrote and what happened.
Yeah, but those are the point of concerns, right? I mean, do you regret naming the acting city manager? Do you think that you would still be the focus of the Integrity Commissioner in these complaints if the acting city manager?
No, not at all. In fact, the entire item was whether or not council. I mean, it was actually on the agenda. Shall we or shall we not appoint Tracy Cook? So you can't avoid saying her name. That was the person we were debating. So I explained why I voted against her appointment. But moreover, I still am upset about the violence that occurred in our parks. The state should never commit violence toward their citizens. Journalists should not be arrested when trying to cover the actions of the city.
Yep.
And the Ombudsman came out with a report today, frankly, agreeing with what I just said.
With that part. But also recommending a 10-day pay suspension. That's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, if every councillor makes over $112,000, you're looking at a few grand. Are you willing to take that hit?
I mean, it's not up to me about whether I'm willing to. It'll be up to council. And as you know, like, this is an incredibly political moment. I've announced that I'm running for mayor. There are people on council who are going to be supporting other candidates. So it's going to be very interesting on March 29th. It'll be difficult. I imagine there's going to be some people who are going to say some harsh things. But, I can only stand by what I believe, advocate for what I know is important to Torontonians, improving our services. And, ultimately, if they do that, it'll suck. And
okay, but will you still work? If you're suspended 10 days, do you go to work?
Of course I go to work.
Oh,
of course I go to work. I mean,
come on.
I don't want their actions to silence me. And frankly,
fair.
If that's the case, then I think it hurts your democracy. I think that we should all be able to say what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, of course, any one of us, you, anybody who has a 2-week pay suspension, that'd be really hard on anyone. And certainly it'll be. I wish that wasn't the case. And we'll see if it happens.
Yeah. And Councillor, I mean, the news broke today, and I understand that you were privy to the information before it came out. We'll see how it tracks on the campaign trail, right? I'd love to hear from you again on how people are reacting and what kind of response you're getting from the Integrity Commissioner's report. I do appreciate you making time for us today. Thank you, Councillor.
Anytime. Thanks, Rashmi.
That's Josh Matlow, a mayoral candidate looking for your vote on June 26th, talking about being the focus of the Integrity Commissioner's 51-page report today. We'll see if council decides next week to suspend Councillor Josh Matlow's pay for 10 days. It's a long time.